Fitzy and Whipper.
Oh.
I only just realised.
With Fitzy and Whipper.
Yeah. Give us a call, 13 24 10. Do have a family pass to Luna Park to give away to the best caller, and you also go in the running for 10K a day in May. Benny in Bondi, get involved. Ben, what have you only just realised?
Good morning, guys. You know the word eavesdrop, if you were to listen in on someone.
Yeah, eavesdrop, yep.
Yeah, it originally, well, back in the day, if you were to drop in and wanted to listen to someone's conversation, you'd go under the eave of their front door. And that's where the word originated from, to eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop, so you'd be outside of the house just listening through the window or the wall or the door.
Yeah, put a bit of glass on the front door and just hear what's going on, a bit of family feud.
I love a bit of eavesdropping as well, Benny. I mean, in Bondi, you'd love a bit of eavesdropping as well, wouldn't you, with the locals?
People watching eavesdropping is all the same.
It's just the best.
You know what I used to do? You know when you had a portable phone at home? Sort of came in after the fixed landline, the portable home. I used to go outside and just wander around in the backyard with the antenna up, and you could pick up other people's phone calls. So you could eavesdrop on what the neighbour's conversation and call was just from the signal going through the air. I'd be out there for hours.
I'd
come in and say, you're not going to believe what Edwin...
Wasn't a walkie-talkie or something?
No,
was
it wasn't. No. You couldn't talk, you could listen. So, Mum and Dad, you wouldn't believe what Maureen and Edwin are planning next door.
Maureen and Edwin. That doesn't surprise me.
They're having a party.
Ayla in Middleton Grange, what have you only just realised?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Ayla.
I only just realised that we're the only country in the world to call it Macca's and not McDonald's. And I always thought that you'd go to Macca's to get the real Aussie burgers like McOz.
Yeah.
And you'd go to McDonald's to get the Big Macs, the American burgers.
It's all the same.
So Macca's,
what's interesting too is when you go overseas, you might see that the hamburger, what they just call the hamburger, is often the junior burger. You know, you've got a little bit of change in the names. I've studied a lot of the menus.
All around the world. They are different. Wherever you go, all around the world, aren't they? Burgers are different.
Yeah,
different countries.
What Ayla's saying is that I think here's the only place where we have them at cafe.
No, Macca's.
Oh, sorry, Macca's. That's what I meant. Macca's.
She just thought the reference was for two different things, and really it's just how we say it.
Sure.
So, we just shorten everything and give it a nickname, don't we?
Yeah.
I'd say so. Ayla, thank you.
Joe in Camden, what have you only just realised?
Hi, guys. Hi, Sarah.
Morning.
Hey, Joe.
I've only just realised that the fabulous entertainer Courtney Act is a play on words of caught in the act.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
Caught in the act.
Are you serious, Sarah?
Yeah, I didn't.
I had no idea.
See? You've got to be kidding me.
No.
I'd never really thought
no
about
idea.
It.
It's a drag queen.
Yeah, no, we know that, but I just figured,
pick
your own name.
I just thought it was Courtney Act, and she was the act. Courtney was the act.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't know it was Courtney Act.
Yeah, but all now drag queens have great names.
Yeah, it's great. I just never thought about
it. Yeah, not all of them have amazing
that's
names.
Part of the gig is to have a creative name.
I know. I think she's been established, though, for so long that we just didn't think about it anymore.
Yeah, Joe, you're winning at the moment.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I'll brush up.
No, that's
up
good.
On my,
that's good.
Doris in Greystanes, what have you only just realised?
I only just realised that the canned meat spam is called spam because it's spiced ham. I thought it was spam because of, like, junk mail, like spam mail.
Spam mail.
Like it's all the bits shoved together.
I mean, the spam, they used to run huge campaigns. Spam burger. You can cut it into three.
Right.
Remember that? Spam burger.
Horrible.
Doris, have you ever eaten spam? Is it spicy meat? Spicy ham?
It's gross.
I've never eaten it.
It is gross. It's corned beef is better. We talked about that the other day. Pickled beef.
Corny on your beef.
So good.
What do we do here, guys? We have learnt so much today.
No, it's definitely Joe. I mean, Fitzy and I are genuinely blown away.
Alrighty. That's what this segment's all about. You can't feel silly.
Fitzy and Whipper.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.